What usually happens in chapel, of course, is that our attention is directed to some words found in the scriptures. This morning, however, I plan to begin at least by directing our attention to a word that does not occur in the Bible. At least I didn't find it in the concordance that I checked, nor did I find it in the concordance to the hymnal. But that's not to say that it's an uncommon word. I used it myself just last week when I addressed the assembly. Still, the Holy Spirit did not make use of this word in writing the scriptures. It's not in his vocabulary. And that's a good thing, because the absence of this word is a source of great comfort. The word, accident. Despite the frequent occurrence of this word in everyday conversation, the Bible found no use for it in speaking of the events in everyday life. And one of the marvelous passages which explains the reason for the absence of this word is Matthew 10:29, where Jesus says, "Are not two sparrows sold for a copper coin, and not one of them falls to the ground apart from your Father's will?" When we use the word accident in everyday conversation, to what are we referring? Typically, I'd say to things, events that were unplanned or unwanted. We tend to use it to refer to incidents that we believe should not have ever taken place, or in some way were out of control. And of course, when speaking about our own actions and approaches to things, there's plenty of reason to make use of that word. In our sin-weakened state, we fumble about and falter in our pursuits. We don't possess the power and the strength to be able to keep ourselves from doing those things that are necessarily undesired, like slipping on the ice, or dropping an item, or injuring ourselves or somebody else with some device. And if we mortals were the only ones influencing our lives would just be one massive mess, one continuous accident, one existence out of control. But we're not the only ones exerting influence over the directing of our lives. As a matter of fact, we're not even the biggest ones who play a role in directing the affairs of our lives. God is. And most notably, it's in connection with his dealings that the Bible just does not use the word accident. Even though man has messed up horribly, God has remained holy. Even though the creation is perishing, the Creator remains perfect and strong. Even though man has lost control in so many ways, all remains under the Lord's command. And that's significant because it means that even though we are out of control in so many ways, our lives are not. Even though the world has lost its grip because of sin, our lives are still firmly in the hands of the Creator. Even though events in life seem at times to happen haphazardly, there are in fact no accidents from the Lord's point of view. Are not two sparrows sold for a copper coin, and not one of them falls to the ground apart from your Father's will? Jesus looks to the sparrows to make a point that very easily flies right past us, namely that everything is under control. Not ours, but God's. He singles out one of the most insignificant members of the animal kingdom to point out how his control is so extensive and expansive that not even a single bird can fall from the sky unless he allows it to happen. And if that's true for a member of the animal kingdom, it is certainly true also for man. In a sense, then again, there really is no such thing as an accident, no such thing that happens that shouldn't have. For the things which take place in our lives only take place because he allows them to. I'm not speaking here of the occurrence of sin, of course. James explains, "Let no one say when he's tempted, 'I'm tempted by God.' For God cannot be tempted by evil, nor does he himself tempt anyone. But each one is tempted when he is drawn away by his own desires and enticed." In connection with the various events that take place in our lives, however, there really is, again, no such thing as an event which is out of control. For the Lord controls all things by his supreme power. As I said last week, I used the word "too" when I was describing that incident that took place on I-94 in which a driver lost his life. And I'm sure everyone understood the use of the term as a way of referring to an incident that was certainly unplanned and definitely undesired by those who were involved. And it seems as though it's a perfectly acceptable thing to use the word accident as a synonym for a collision or for an unplanned incident. But if we speak of occurrences in our lives with the word accident in the sense that something shouldn't have happened or it happened without any purpose or without any reason, then the term doesn't really fit, does it? Not one of the sparrows falls to the ground apart from your Father's will. No collision occurs apart from the Father's will. No slip takes place apart from the Father's will. Jesus provides great comfort when he assures us that nothing just happens. Nothing happens by chance. Rather, he shows himself to be the God who is in control of every detail. Paul states that he is before all things, and by him all things consist. With him in control, nothing happens by mistake, but according to his will. And this assurance that he controls everything is really only the beginning of the comfort that he has for us. For the one who has control of all things is perfect, meaning that every one of his decisions and determinations is very wise. After the Lord has directed some aspect of our life to take place or allowed something to take place in our lives, he never ever looks back and says, oops, or uh-oh. The Lord is righteous in all his ways and holy in all his works. And as if to remove all uncertainty then that the Lord's control will always be to our benefit, Jesus speaks in one of the warmest of terms. Not one of the sparrows falls to the ground apart from your Father's will. Jesus refers to the controller of all creation as the Father of all who believe, and as our Father, he is the one who is governing in a way that is prompted by love. He's not a distant, uninterested judge who arbitrarily appoints that to happen and allows this to happen. Rather, he's the personal Father who is interested in every detail and directs our lives with our eternal welfare in mind. It's difficult for us, it's hard for us to know what the positive dimension might be to some of the difficult things that might come our way. But we can be sure that when the Lord does allow difficulties to take place, that he is dealing with us with our best interests at heart. So Scripture encourages all Christians to rest easy in the realization that events don't just happen. They're controlled. That the Lord does not direct by means of trial and error, but with perfect wisdom, and that the motivation behind his actions is always that of love. A hymn which speaks of his control over all things is hymn 237, stanzas 1 and 2. 237, 1 and 2.